Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis, and we begin 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. This is going back to the Machlokes between Rabbi Lezer, who told us yesterday that Bria Sa'ilam occurred Echad B'Tishrei, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Be'echad B'Nisan Nivra Ha'ilam. How do we paskin? Tana Rabbanan, Chachmi Yisrael, Umaynin Lemabul K'Rabbelezer. The Chachmi Yisrael, the Jewish scholars, when they come to count years, so it's the annual count of Shin Aleph, Tavshin Beis, they follow a starting point of Tishrei. Moinin Lemabul, when it comes to historical facts, the chronological order of events and years. For instance, the Babel, which took place at year 600 in Noach's lifetime. How do we count years? What's the starting point? Kirab Elezer. We use a Tishrei starting point for the Tkufa Kirab Yeshua when it comes to calculating the orbiting bodies, heavenly bodies, with respect to various halachas. We use the starting point of Echad B'Nissan as the baseline for Bria Sa'ilam, in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua. Let's go over to Rashi, about 4 or 5 lines up. Chachmi Yisrael moinin l'mabal k'rab lezer. Moinin shneis noyach, u'bria sa'ilam, shneis ha'doyres k'rab lezer, which means the moinin mitishrei t'chilas ha'shanam. We consider Tishrei as a starting point of the year. V'loy mishum desvira l'hu b'tishrei nivra o'ilam. That's not because they held the world was created at that point. Actually not. Ela Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim is the starting point of the year count. Likewise, we find in the Mishnah, when it comes to Shemitah, Yovel, that's the starting point of the year. It's the annual cycle. The calendar year begins at Tishrei. However, U'benisa Nivra Olam K'diktani. In fact, when it comes to evaluating the starting point of the world, when did that happen? That was Echad B'Nissan. As Rashi continues, as we see, Ulu Tkufa, Rabbi Yeshua, when it comes to calculating the Tkufais, the various Cheshbonis pertaining to the heavenly bodies, we base it on a starting point of Echad B'Nissan, because that's when they were positioned in place, way back at Bria Sa'ilam. And Rashi goes into it an in-length explanation of how this works, and hopefully if we have time at the end, B'ezras Hashem will go back to this. So Chachmi Yisrael really paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Tosfos clearly says this down on the Chav Zayin. He paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So Echad B'Nissan is the starting point of the world. Bria Sa'ilam B'Nissan. And still, when it comes to calculating the number, what's the year number? Tavshin Aleph, Tavshin Beis. In that respect, we follow the Tishrei starting point. When it comes to halachis, when it comes to Shemitah, to Yovel, Tishrei is the starting point of the year. Continues the Gemara. That's Chachmi Yisrael. But Chachmi Umasayim, the John-Jewish scholars, they're consistent. They say, look, we believe in creation. Those days, they still believe in creation. The Chachmi Umasayim worked with a starting point of Echad B'Nissan, like you. Echad B'Nissan. If so, it applies to everything. Chachmi Umasayim Moinin Afla Mabel K'Rabbi Yeshua. They apply that formula even when it comes to counting years, such as the years of the Mabel, year 600, year 601. It's with a starting point of Echad B'Nissan, because that's when Bria Sa'ilam took place. And Tosfos points out that even though the Chachmi Yisrael also hold like Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to Nissan Nivra Olam, the fact is when it comes to Tkufos, when it comes to seasons, we work with a Nissan starting point, still they held that when it comes to other Anyanim, counting years of Noyach, Bria Sa'ilam, meaning how many years since creation, we work with Tishrei, and he says, Mishum de Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, L'Shemitah, M'L'Yavlis, as we find in the Mishnah. Starting point of Shemitah, Echad B'Tishrei. Starting point of Yovel, Echad B'Tishrei. So when it pertains to Dini HaTorah, Tishrei is a starting point. It's interesting to note that Tosfos down on the Chav Zayin, we mentioned this yesterday in the Shir, he says, what do you mean? If we paskin. Bris Olam was Nisan, so why is it that in Rosh Hashanah we say, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, this is the starting point of your Ma'aseh, what do you mean? Echad B'Tishrei was not. Bris Olam was Echad B'Nisan. So Ben Atam says, Elav Elo Divrei Kim Chaim, really you meant to know. Both opinions are true. They're rooted in Divrei Lekim Chaim. Both Shitas, Reb Elazar and Yeshua, have validity. And he says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can say that B'Tishrei Ola B'Machshava Livrois. Hashem introduced the Olam in the realm of Machshava. Machshava says elsewhere that Ola B'Machshava is not just a plan, a thought, it's a certain aspect of creation. Hashem introduced the Bria in that realm of Machshava, but only actualized it in a tangible, physical form during Nisan. So theoretically, all agree that there's something going on in Tishrei. There's some aspect of creation going on. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees. Now, the first phase of Bria was Tishrei. That explains why it was established as Zman of Din. It's a starting point of Bria. Hashem evaluates whether the world is on the right track. So that's the starting point of the Bria, even according to Yeshua. B'Tishrei Olav B'Machshava, and B'Nisan, we actually saw the world in a tangible form. So that perhaps explains our Gemara as well. When it comes to Torah realities, when it comes to spiritual aspects of the Bria, even Rabbi Yeshua would follow a Tishrei starting point. That's why the Chacham Yisrael, although they held out like Rabbi Yeshua, Nisan Nivra Olav, when it comes to starting point of the calendar year, for instance, when it comes to halachis, comes to Torah related concepts, we follow a Tishrei starting point. Whereas the Chachamim Umas Olam didn't have this concept. They couldn't differentiate. What do you mean? It's either or. They know about physical phenomena. The world was created when Echad B'Nisan. That's it. That's the starting point for everything. For Shnei Yisrei Olam, for Tkufa, it's all one thing. Continues the Gemara. Vili Yerakos. Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Liyerakos, which means anything picked until Echad B'Nisan gets its own Maaser. Anything picked after Echad B'Tishrei gets its own Maaser, and everything picked after Echad B'Tishrei is considered its own crop. You can't mix and match the crops together. Tana, we have a Braisa which adds another couple items to the list pertaining to Rosh Hashanah of Echad B'Tishrei. Liyerakos, as we had in the Mishnah, ula masrois, ula nadar. The Gemara explains. Liyerakos mayninu. The Braisa says liyerakos pertaining to what? Maser yarak. The maser meant to be separated from vegetables. So last year's crop and this year's crop has to be kept separate. Haino masrois. Isn't that what masrois means? Why the repetition? You say liyerakos, which is a maser related halacha, then you say ula masrois. The same thing. No. Tana de Rabbanan. Uktani de Reis. Lirakais is referring to Maser, vegetable, which is de Rabbanan. And then the Bryce says, Lamasreis pertain to Masreis of material, which is Chayv and Maser Menat Torah, like grain, olives, grapes. We're listening to Reis separation. Shouldn't the Bryce first speak about Dini Torah and then go to de Rabbanan? I did Chavivale Akdma. Just the opposite, since Adin the Rabbanan is more dear to him, more precious to him. That's why it came first. The Gemara in Erev in his Mishnah Navi Dezora that Chaviv and Divrei Seifrin Yoyser Meyene Shal Torah, the dinim introduced by the Chachamim have an element of dearness even more than the Divrei Torah, because it came through toil, through investment, through effort. Our Chelek in Torah, which we originated and introduced, as a chaviv, as a personal affinity to it. And therefore, the Braisa chose to mention it first. This is Gemara in the beginning of Amos, that says the same regarding the Mishnah there. The first example in the Mishnah relates to something which is the Rabbanon. I did the chaviv alei aktim. The question is, why didn't our Mishnah, Daf Beis, mention these things? We only have the Rokis, we don't have the Masters. Only the Rabbanon, not the Raisa, but Tana didan. Why didn't our Tana mention Masters? Tana the Rabbanon, he mentioned Yerakos, which is the Rabbanon. And since we see that even by a Masa the Rabbanon, we have to be careful not to mix up the crops. Mele, we know, but Kosh Kinder Raisa, of course, when it comes to Masa the Raisa, like by grain, olives, and grapes. You have to keep the crops separate. Back to the Brice, which said the word masrois. Why a plural lashon? V'lisnim maser. He's speaking about maser taken from crops. Just say the word maser. Answer is echad maser behemo. Echad maser dogon. It's referring to maser behemo, animal maser, 1 out of 10, and maser dogon as well. And apparently, this Brice, which considers the Rosh Hashanah for maser behemo as being echad betishrei, is in line with Rabbi Lezer Bishua, who hold that echad betishrei is maser behemo, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says echad be'elo. Back to the Brisa, which said liyorakos. Again, lashon rab, listen yorak. Why not yorak, lashon yachad? Three gavnei yorak, two types, halachic standards apply to yorak. That's not yorak and negad. If you have vegetables which are generally bundled into bundles, mishayagid. What's the trigger? When does it become chayv and maser? What's the gemar melacha, completion of processing? Mishayagid, once it's bundled together in a bundle, that's when it comes chayv and maser. Mishayin and negad, it's not going to be bundled. Mishayimal is hakli, once he fills the kli, it's considered a finished product, so to speak. He finished the harvesting process. It's ready to go, and it's chayv and maser. And of course, we're speaking that he plans on selling it, because if he plans on bringing it home, we all know that there's a halacha of yira pnei habayis, has to be introduced, has to come to the pnei habayis. That's the final phase of the process that triggers, that activates the chiyuv maser. But if he's going to sell it in the marketplace, then the Mishnah applies these indicators as trigger points, either bundling or filling the kli. So in the case, we had a brisa, spoke about Rosh Hashanah Echad B'Tishrei applying to Yirakos, which is the Rabbanon, Masreis, Maser Behema, and Dagan, which is the Raisa, and Lenadarim, which the Gemara soon will explore. Now, why didn't our Mishnah mention these things? It mentioned Yirakos, the Rabbanon, of course, this limitation of not mixing 2 years of crops, of course, will apply to the Raisa. We didn't mention Maser Behema, because our Mishnah discussed the Maser Behema separately. And we didn't mention Nedarim. Taisus explains why, because the Gemara will tell us Nedarim is pertaining to a deadline, an endpoint. And our Mishnah doesn't discuss endpoints. We had this a couple of days ago, back on Daf Zayin. Our Mishnah discusses Rosh Hashanah pertaining to trigger points, to activations, to starting points of something upcoming, and therefore deleted Linadar. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's go back to this concept of keeping each year's crop separate. Likid Yorak Erev Rosh Hashanah. Suppose he picked some vegetables Erev Rosh Hashanah. Actually, Tovash HaShemesh, before sunset. V'chazav Likid Mishetovay HaShemesh. And then he went ahead and picked some more vegetables after sunset on Rosh Hashanah. Taisus brings the Yerushalmi. A guy picked it. Halacha is, when it comes to vegetables, it identifies. With respect to Maser, it identifies with the year on which it was picked. So when you pick it before Rosh Hashanah, that year is halacha. That year is Maser will apply to these vegetables. The ones picked after Rosh Hashanah will acquire the second, the new year's halacha of Truma and Maser, which certainly can vary by year, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara. Each year had a different requirement. And as the Brisa continues, Ein terminum maaser. You can't separate Truma and Maser mizelze from one vegetable picked this year on the other one picked last year, because Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff point. Lefisha in terminum maaser, you can't take off Truma and Maser lo min hachadash al hayashan, not from the new on the old, v'lo min hayashan al hachadash, or from the old on the new. We learn this from a pasuk which says you meant to take off Maser shana b'shana. Every year's crop is treated separately. Now, how does this manifest? If it was the second year of the Shvius cycle, right? We have the 7 year Shvius set. Every year has different halachas. So if it was year 2, Nechneses L'Shlishis, leading to year 3. So what happens now? Meaning, the vegetable picked during year 2 has one halacha. And the vegetable picked during year 3, meaning right after Rosh Hashanah, has the halachas of year 3. Shnia, the one picked in year 2, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. So on year 2, you do Maaser Rishon, which is given to the Levi, Maaser Sheni, which is separated and saved till it's brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or redeemed outside Yerushalayim, the money spent in Yerushalayim for food purposes. So year two has Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. So really Maaser Rishon is consistent throughout all the years. Maaser Rishon applies from year one all the way to year six. Of course, on Shviyas there is no Maaser, everything's Hefker. So Maaser Rishon is always addressed without fail. Regarding Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, we alternate. Maaser Sheni is year 1, 2, 4, and 5, and Maaser Ani is years 3 and 6, as the Brisa will explain. So again, Shniyah, on the second year, we apply Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Shlishis, on year 3, we have Maaser Rishon again, and Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani took the place of Maaser Sheni. How do we know that in year 3, we only have Maaser Ani and not Maaser Sheni? Amar Shem Alevi. Pasuk says, Kesechala la'aser is called Maaser Tvoasra, Bashana Shlishis. You'll finish separating all your Maaser. On year three of Shemitah. So this applies every 3 years. Year three of Shemitah, year six of Shemitah. And the Pasuk describes it as Shnasa Maaser, the year of Maaser. Of one Maaser. Shona She'im Ba'el Maaser Echad. During this year, only one Maaser applies. So instead of two, which applied until now, only one of those two applies. Okay, so it has this work. Maaser Rishon, which always applies. How do I know that? Because that same pasuk, which we just mentioned, Kisechal Lasser, continues and says, Menasata Levi. So it's pretty clear that Maaser Rishon is always given without fail. That's Pashat. Umaser Ani. Oh. And Maaser Ani as well. Why? Because that pasuk says, Menasata Levi, for the Maaser Rishon, and it says, Lager. It's pretty clear he meant to give Maaser Ani. So what goes? Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni Yibatel. Something has to go. Pasuk said it's a year of one Maaser. So something has to be deleted. It's Maaser Sheni. So on year three, you give Maaser Rishon, as you always do, and Maaser Ani, because the Pasuk clearly says you will give Maaser Ani. And what goes off? Maaser Sheni, says Rashi on top line. Whatever was picked on year 2 of Shemitah gets the Maaser Rishon, the Levi, and also Maaser Sheni B'Shalayim. Umasher Nilka B'Shana Shlish is picked on the 3rd, gets Maaser Rishon, or Maaser Ani. Menonimili, how do I know? The B'Shlish is in a Noig Ba Maaser Sheni. There's no Maaser Sheni on the 3rd year. Pasuk says, Shnasa Maaser. Shana She'en Ba Ela Echad. Menon Maaser. Shenogu B'Shtei Shana Shafanel. You only have one of the two Maasers, which apply up until now. So only one, the other one is off. Okay, so what's the conclusion? Maaser Rishon Yitain. Kederach Shnosanat Ata. You continue giving Maaser Rishon. Or Maaser Ani, that comes instead of the Maaser Sheni. Yosef, Mok Maaser Sheni, Kedachsiv, Nager, La Yosem, La Mana, or Maaser Ani. So on the one hand, the Pasuk says, give the Ani, and the Pasuk says, it's only a year of one Maaser. So evidently, Maaser Ani comes instead of Maaser Sheni. Let's go back to the Gemara. Or Yena, or perhaps you can say, a bit differently. Elo af Maaser Rishon nami yibatel. Look, the pasuk says, give one Maaser, shnasa Maaser. So maybe Maaser Rishon gets deleted as well, and only Maaser Ani applies. Tamar Leima, listen to the pasuk. Vela levim tedaber. You see, Rashi explains that although in this pasuk we have the mentioning of the Levi, the nosata the Levi, but maybe he's getting Maaser Ani because he also qualifies as an Ani. So perhaps it's Maaser Ani, but not Maaser Rishon. Says the Gemara, but listen to this pasuk, Tam Leimar. Pasuk elsewhere. Vela Levim Tedaber. Tell the Levim, Amar Talim, Ki Sikho Meis B'nei Yisrael Asam Maaser. When you will accept the Maaser from Yisrael, Asher Nosati Lachem Me'itam, which I have given, I've granted to them as a gift from you, B'nachalaschem. What does B'nachalaschem mean? Instead of your inheritance, meaning, we know that all of Yisrael get a chelik and Yisrael. Everybody receives property except for the Levim. Levim are meant to be engaged in spiritual matters. They're leaders of Klal Yisrael, Tamid Chachamim. And Klal Yisrael supports them by giving them sort of wages, Maaser Rishon, and that is their Nachla. Rambam says anybody who dedicates himself to Torah is like the Shevet Levi, and Hashem will Nachlasai. Hashem is their Nachla, meaning Hashem provides for them. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Give them the maser b'nachalaschem instead of a physical property. But we learn from here that there's a hekesh, there's a connection, there's some sort of similarity between maser rishon and nachal that a person has. The inheritance and the estate that a person inherits from his parents, etc. Hekisha akosel nachal. Torah connects maser rishon to estate, to inheritance, to property. Ma nachla in lahefsak, just as the nachla of a person just continues on and on to his children, his descendants, without a hefsik, av maserishin, in lahefsak, likewise maserishin given to the Levi, is without interruption. It's a continuous process all throughout the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. So that can't go. That's absolute. So the pasuk says, on the third year you have one maser, torment, look. Up until now, you had Maser Rishon and Maser Sheni. This year, I want you to delete Maser Sheni. Instead, do Maser Oni. Tani Idach or Tani Lamihachu, we have a Brisa, which presents it in similar fashion, but coming from a slightly different angle, a different pasuk. It says, Kitzachah L'Lasa, on the third year, you'll continue, you'll finish separating your Maser, and you deliver it to whoever needs to go. And the pasuk calls it Shnas HaMaser. We learn, Shana she'im ba'al maser echad, this year only features one maser, okay, that has this work. Maser rishon is given, maser ani is given, as the pasuk clearly says, you give the Levi and the ger and the yosim. Well, maser sheni yibatel, maser sheni goes. Yochel af maser rishon nam yibatel, perhaps maser rishon is also deleted. It's supposed to be only one maser, which is maser ani, that's it. Tamad leimar, here comes a different pasuk. Pasuk elsewhere. Ubo ha'levi. Pasuk says, the Levi will come, he has no chelik v'nachla, he doesn't own any property, he needs you to help him out. The fact that it says Uba Levi is coming to tell you, Kolzman Shabbat Tainla, whenever he comes, whenever he appears, whether it's the first, second, third, always give him, support him. He's the leader. He's the Chacham and Klal Yisrael, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this pasuk teaches us that Maser Rishon is always on. We don't need that pasuk. We have the other pasuk, which you mentioned earlier. Velovim Tadav Ramar Talayim. So you see that Maser Rishon is compared to a Nachla. We connect it to inheritance and property and estates. Ma Nachla in Lehefsek, just as Nachla is continuous. Av Maser Rishon in Lehefsek, likewise, Maser Rishon always applies. Whether it's the first, second, third, etc., you always have Maser Rishon. The only difference is that on year 3 and 6, we substitute Maser Oni for Maser Sheni. Continues the Gemara. Ulanadar. This was the third item mentioned in that brisa. Echa betishrei, Rosh Hashanah, the Rokas, Masers, and Nadar. What does this mean? Tan Rabban. Hamudar no mechaveir. This fellow got into a fight. He wants to keep a distance from his friend. He made a vow. He committed no hanah from you. And he said the words Lashana. This is going to go on for a year. Well, Lashana means a full year. It's to count 12 full months from day to day. But if he says, during this year, this is like the case with the rentals we had, he's making reference to a specific entity in time. Lashana zu. The year ends, Echa B'Tishri. Even if he's doing this nether, taking place the last day of the year, 29 of Elul. Kibin shi'igia yemecha b'tishri, once the first day of Tishri arrives tomorrow, osa l'shana, year's up. That's it, no more nether. And that's what the Brisa meant. The Echa b'tishri is Rosh Hashanah l'nadar, is considered year up. Now, afidu l'manda amar, yemecha b'shana ein, nechash v'shana. You may remember where the machlok is. Between Rav Meir who told us that experiencing one day of the upcoming year is really considered having experienced that year. You've tapped into the year. You identify with that year. It counts as a year regarding other halachas. Because a year is made up of days, compilation of days. So once you experience that unit of measure, right, of time, that day, it's just a matter of replicating that time measure, that time unit. But you really have that element of the year, right? Day is the building block which creates that year. So once you have that day, you have the year. That's your Meir. But Reb Lezer says no. rather than focus on days, a year is measured by months. It's compiled of months. Unless you have experienced a month, you haven't had a year. Says the Gemara, so when it comes to Nedarim, we just said, even experiencing the Nedar for one day is counted like he has it for a year. And he's fulfilling his Nedar, which was expressed using the word Lashon Azu, counts like a year. What about Rabbi Lezer, who holds that Yom Echad B'Shana ain't a Chasha B'Shana, but here it works. Why? Let's Uri Nafshe. Kavalele. You see, over here, what are you trying to do? He's trying to be Mitzayer himself. He's trying to keep a distance from his friend. But it's Tzarle. Look, even one day provides that Tzar, so it's considered to be a fulfillment of his commitment. So although when it comes to other halachas, perhaps one day is not enough, but over here we assume we go into a person's frame of mind, his das is that even one day, as long as he can explain himself, as long as he can find a legal way of applying his nether and say, okay, this is a fulfillment, he's surely happy with that. He expressed his frustration, he was annoyed enough from his friend, and he kept his word. So even one day is enough. And when is the year up? Echad b'tishrei. V'ema nisan, how do you know it's Echad b'tishrei? Look, we're following the losha b'nei Adam, a person's mindset. How do you know when he had a mind? Maybe Lashon Azu ends at the end of the Adar. Maybe Nisan is considered Rosh Hashanah. V'nedorim, halich, echad losha b'nei Adam. This is a klal. We find all over Maseches Nedarim. When it comes to halacha of Nedarim, that is determined by the losha b'nei Adam, the manner of speech and phraseology employed by people, and Derech B'nei Adam, Rashi says, to consider Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Ma'asris. Hatilson, Misha Titzmach. What is the point? At what point do we consider the tilson to have grown enough? In which case, it will relate to that year's crop, that year's season pertaining to Truma and Maser. You see, we learned a whole sugi now that the Truma and Maser obligations switch by year. So when something grows, starts growing one year, and finishes its growth process the next year, to which year does it relate? Which halacha applies to this item? So when it comes to tilson, which is a certain type of tavlin, Rashi says seasoning. We had this back in Be'ah. It has some seeds in it, actually, and has the flavor of the seed is embedded in the branch as well. So it's used for seasoning purposes. This tilson, Misha Titzmach. The halacha of Truma applies to it as follows. The year in which it grew, that year's truma applies to it. Hatvua, when it comes to tvua, Rashi says this includes olives as well, grapes as well. So whether grain or grapes, vazesim or olives, mishiyaviyu shlish. Which truma applies? To which year does it relate? It relates to the year on which it achieved a third of its growth. Once it gets shlish on that year's truma applies to it. It attributes itself to that year's crop. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi, that once it achieves a third of its growth, it has the ability to be replanted and grow further and produce further. That's considered somewhat of a stage, achieved a state of maturity. So Shlish determines which year it belongs to. Now by Tilson we had the Lashon Titzmach. It says, well, my Mishnah Titzmach, what exactly does that mean? It grew. Mishnah Titzmach Lizroim. So Rashi learns the seed was fully grown, fully developed. So the seed inside the tilson is there. So on the year which the seed developed, that's the crop that it belongs to. Tosfos brings a pshat, Misha Titzmach Lizroim means that the seed within it now has the ability to be replanted and to produce further. This is consistent with the Tosfos later, which says that Shlish has that ability as well when it comes to the other items. So having the ability to be planted and produced further is considered having achieved a state of maturity, and if achieved that state during this year, It relates to this year's season, this year's crop, and gets this year's halacha of Terumah Masris. So that's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara will analyze the Mishnah. How do we know these halachas? Hatvuah v'azesim shavir shlish. We say, Tvuah v'azesim is totally on the shear shlish, on the year on which it achieved a third of its growth. But not immediately, how do we know this? Amar v'asim Rabbi Yechanan, umotu, some say it was Mishmed Rabbi Yisyaklid. Amar Kod, the pasuk says like this, Mekeis shavashon. So we're describing Hakel, where Yisrael gathered together and listened to the king, liberating from the Torah. That happened once in 7 years. Mikeis Shevashanah, at the end of the 7 year cycle, meaning after Shemitah, B'moyed, on the first Yom Tov after Shemitah, which is Sukkos, B'moyed Shnas HaShemitah, B'chag HaSukkos. That's when Hakel took place. The first Yom Tov after Shemitah. And the kasha is, why does the pasuk say Shnas HaShemitah? That's after Shemitah. It's the 8th year. Shnas HaShemitah Ma'avitei. How does Shemitah come in here? B'chaga, Sukkot, once it's Sukkot, Shminasi, it's the 8th. It's no longer the 7th. Ela lo melacha, the pasuk is telling you halacha regarding Terumah and Masris, regarding crops and growing things. Ko tvua shevi shlish b'shvius. A tvua which had achieved shlish of its growth last year during Shemitah, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, ata noyeg bay minak shvius b'shminas. Even though you picked it, you harvested it the coming year, on the 8th. But since it grew somewhat, it had a third growth last year, before Rosh Hashanah, the halacha of Shvius applies to it, and you have to treat it like Peres Shvius, in accordance with the halachas of Peres Shvius. So apparently achieving a third of its growth is sufficient for it to be related to and attributed to that year. Says Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom, Mayavidte. What are we doing calling it Shnas HaShemitah? Likrois Chag HaSukkos, Shebesev Shev HaShanim, Shnas HaShemitah, Rekva Yotze HaShemitah. It's over, Rosh Hashanah. Kvar Nechnas HaShemitah, Elulay Melecha. We learn the Halach of Shlish. V'chkam HaKura, Pasuk is telling you, Yesh Lecha Dover. You can have something which is Sheyush HaShemitah, which is really the 8th year's crop, V'osuk HaShviyas, and the Isra Shviyas applies. V'ezoi, what is this? Tvua Sheviya Shlish, which achieved Shlish last year, it has the halacha of Shemitah. So that's the Gemara until this point. And Rashi brings, well, come on, Parach. The Gemara soon will ask, how do you know? How do you know? It depends on a shlish. It doesn't say that in the Torah. How do you know? Who's speaking where it got a shlish? Maybe who's speaking that it's less than a shlish, and it also works. And we'll continue Bezus Hashem in tomorrow's daf. So it's a quick chazara. We had Chachim Yisrael consider Brias Olam as having taken place Ben Nisan, but when it comes to the counting of the years, we do it on a Tishrei-based formula, where the Chachmi Umas Olam attribute everything to Nisan, because that was the time of Brias Olam. In the Brisa, we have three more items that relate to Echad B'Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah. So we had Yerakos, and we had Masris, which is Masir Dog and Masir Behema, and the deadline, the end point of the year concerning Nedarim. Now, we learned that the Chiyuvim of Terumah and Masris alternate year by year. Masir Rishon is consistent all throughout the 6 years. Regarding year 3 and 6, we have Masir Rishon, of course, because the Pasuk says, Abba Levi, anytime he comes, you give him. We have another Pasuk which connects it to the Nachla. This is absolutely his all the time. Masir Ani applies as well, as the Pasuk clearly says, on the 3rd year, you give the Levi, the Asim, the Almana, all the poor people. But Masir Sheni is off, because the Pasuk says, it's only Shnasa Masir, only one, but the other one gets deleted. The Gemara attributes that deletion to Masir Sheni. We discuss Echad B'Tishrei being the Rosh Hashanah L'Nadarim, because we follow Lashon B'nei Adam, and generally people refer to Echad B'Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah. And we concluded the Halacha of Tvua Meshehevi Shlish, which means that once its four achieves a third of its growth, it attributes to that year's season, that year's crop, and the halachas pertaining to that year apply to this four as per the exact source of this halacha the Gemara began, but we'll conclude Bezal Hashem tomorrow. Now, as promised, let's go back to the halacha of the Tkufa Rabbi Yishua. Chachmi Yisrael considered Nisan as the time for Briyas Olam, and according to Rabbi Yishua, when it comes to other halachas of Minyan Hashanim, we follow Tishrei as a starting point. But the Tkufa Rabbi Yishua, and Rashi explains like this. a solar year consists of 365 days and 6 hours. It's a full cycle. And it's meant to be split into four seasons, four tkufas: summer, winter, spring, and fall. So in our terms, it's Nisan, Tkufas Tammuz, Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Tevas. Each season consists of 91 days, 7.5 hours. Now, what's a nafkamina? If you consider the starting point Nisan or Tishrei, the answer is like this. Rashi brings a Gemara that if you assume Nisan, Tkufas Nisan was the first season, let's follow that formula. So Nisan is number one. Okay? Now, if Tkufas Nisan began when? Began the first point of the night, right? At 0 hour. Now go full circle. Take the entire cycle of all the Tkufas, come back around. Next year's Tkufas Nisan will start when? Think. If the first year it started at 0 hour, and a year is 365 plus 6 hours, Tkufas Nisan, the second year, will start instead of at 0 hour, at hour 6. Right? Or if last year started at hour 6, next year will be 6 hours over, hour 12. So it's going to be moved over 6 hours, an even 6 hours. Tkufas Nisan will always fall out, will always start either at 0 hour, hour 6, hour 12, 18, 24, etc., etc. That is provided that Nisan indeed was the first Kufa during Bria Soilo. Right? Now, this only applies to Tkufas Nisan because that's the first, but let's go over to the next Kufa. What comes after Nisan? Tkufas Tammuz. Tkufas Tammuz will never fall out at 0, 6, 12, or 18. You know why? Because as we mentioned, Tkufas Nisan stretches for 91 days plus 7.5 hours. So now the starting point of the next Tkufa, Tkufa 2 following Nisan, will have to start either at 7.5 hours into any given day. We're not speaking about any specific day. Whatever day it's going to fall out, it's going to be at 7.5 hours into the day, provided Nisan started at 0. So it needs to be 7.5 hours over. Well, if Nisan started at 6, it's going to be 7.5 hours from 6, 13.5, whatever it is. But it's never going to fall out on even 0, 6, 12, 18 like Nisan. Because Nisan extends 91 plus 7.5. Right? And you can do the same thing regarding the third Kufa. Third Kufa is 91 days, 7.5 hours past the second Kufa. So if you take the first 7.5 discrepancy and the second 7.5, you have a total of 15 hours. So Tkufa 3 will either fall out 15 hours into the day or 7.5 hours later, which is 21.5 hours into the day, etc., etc. That's the basic formula used to calculate the starting point of Tkufas. So the point in Al-Gemara is very simple. The Tkufas could be sure. They considered Brias Olam Nisan. That's the starting point. And therefore, Tkufa 1, the first of the four Tkufas, is always going to be Nisan. That was the first Tkufa introduced during Bria Soilam. So now you know exactly when Tkufas Nisan will fall out, being that it's number 1, which means that it was inaugurated at 0 hour, which has Bria Soilam. What follows is that during the subsequent years, it keeps on getting pushed over 6 hours every year. Remember, the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. So although year 1, it started at 0 hour, but year 2, it's going to start at 6. Next year at 18, at 12, next year at 18. But it's always going to be running along that track. 0, 6, 12, 18. That's because Tkufas Nisan was number 1. But let's say Tkufas Nisan was not number 1. Let's say Kontra Belezer. Tishrei was number 1. So Tishrei follows that formula of 0, 6, 12, 18. But Nisan is considered Tkufa 3. Kufa 3 works in accordance with other formulas. It's not 0, 6, 12, 18. It's, once it's the third Kufa, we explained, every Kufa is pushed off 6, 7.5 hours. So the third Kufa is 7.5, 7.5 plus 7.5. 7.5 plus 7.5, which means the third Kufa starts 15 hours into the day, further into the day than the first Kufa. So starting point of Tkufas Nisan in that case won't be 0, 6, 12, 18. Rather, it's going to be 15, 21 and a half, and so on and so forth, depending on the year. Every year, 6 hours later than the previous year. So that's what the Gemara means. Chacham Yisrael, Lamoinen, Lamabu, Kerab Lezer. The calendar year starts Echad B'Tishrei, when it comes to halachas, when it comes to the year numbers mentioned in the Torah, when it comes to Tkufa, when it comes to calculating the orbiting bodies pertaining to Ibar HaShana, etc., etc., then we have to follow the formula presented by Rabbi Yeshua, looking at the practical aspect of the world, in which case, since Bris Olam was B'Nisan, Tkufas Nisan was number one, and it's always going to start, always going to fall out either at hour 0, 6, 12, or 18. All the best to you, and much Hatzlacha.